Okay. Gentlemen, please sit down. Oh, we still have a lady. Come on. Thank you for being here. And our next speaker is Alejandro Mosteo from Spain. So, please.
Okay, so thank you for being here. I'm going to talk about programming robots with a binding that I have created. So I'm going to go from starting talking about what's ROS to how it can be used from Ada. And hopefully, if all goes well, I will do a small live demonstration. In a nutshell, in case I run out of time, this is what this is about.
Louder,
okay. Basically, right now, with this library, you can program robots with the same as easily as in other languages like C++ or Python. There is a small print, which I put not so small, so you are not misled. And, well, what ROS does and why I'm using this? I belong to a robotics laboratory, so we do from high-level algorithms, distributed algorithms, to low-level things like taking care of the network medium to transmit in real time, and so on. And right now, programming robots, at least in some research contexts, means using ROS, which is robot operating system. It's not a robot, an operating system, sorry. This is when I ask if somebody has used ROS before. Okay, great. And so you know what it is. For those that do not know, it's basically a lot of things that work on top of Ubuntu. And with that, you gain access to many sensors, actuators, algorithms. There is a communication infrastructure. So essentially, it's a big ecosystem to program robots. Just to get an idea of what kind of robots we could be talking about, this is the original robot that was presented with the project. It's, as you can see, a big robot. It has several embedded computers, several cameras, several lasers. Here's a demonstration that's oddly appropriate for FOSDEM. It's quite impressive when it becomes bigger. And here it's doing a mission critical mission, which is retrieving, you'll see in a second, retrieving beers for the programmers. Okay, so you see, it's, well, if you go shopping for parts, you will also find robots that come with ROS support. So it's kind of expected in certain circles right now. So it's interesting to make Ada available for ROS. And somehow the video is interfering. Okay. And when you jump in the ROS one wagon, you have a